sleep. Sleep is a basic human need right up there with eating, drinking, and breathing. Why do we need sleep? Here are some of the main reasons. It allows the mind and body to rest and heal itself from the day's activities, which improves memory and mental acuity. It improves our mood with the release of hormones like melatonin and serotonin. Lack of sleep can lead to depression. It gives the body time to release negative hormones like cortisol. Stress causes the release of cortisol, and cortisol is one of the main causes of belly fat. Sleep better, lose fat. It gives our gut a rest and time to eliminate bad bacteria that build up while we're awake. Because our gut is the core of our immune system, this boosts our immune system's ability to fight off pathogens. Without enough sleep, we can run into a variety of problems, like forgetfulness, depression, increased stress, moodiness, an inability to focus, a variety of illnesses due to a compromised immune system, weight gain, fatigue, and muscle pain. How much sleep do we need? There are plenty of statistics that say that all we need is 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. That's a nice statistic, but may not apply to you. Every body is different, and we need to listen to our bodies instead of studies performed in stage environments with a handful of people. Some studies say that we'll live longer with 5 to 6 hours of sleep, while others insist that the range is 8 to 9 hours. If you're living an unhealthy lifestyle that includes lots of stress, processed foods, and little exercise, an hour more or less sleep isn't going to matter that much. If you went to bed when you were tired and got up when you felt like you had enough sleep, how long would you sleep? This may vary depending on whether you're chronically sleep deprived, you exercise and get outside regularly, exposure to the sun matters, or you're dealing with a condition like depression. Some people need as little as 5 hours of sleep, while others need up to 9 to feel rested. I swore I needed at least 8 hours every night until I had kids. Now I'm just fine with 6 to 7 hours of sleep. If I get less than that, I'm a zombie the next day. Many of us go to bed much later than our bodies would advise due to electricity in the form of lights, televisions, computers, smartphones, and a myriad of other electronic devices. They keep us entranced and waiting for the next scene, notification, or message. When our family goes camping, it's surprising how much earlier we all go to bed, and with no complaints from the kids. We tend to follow the sun and our natural rhythms and feel perfectly rested when we get up. Simple steps. To get an idea of your own natural sleep rhythm, consider turning off all electronic devices, including all TVs, 1 hour before you finish dinner. Earlier would be even better so you can mindfully enjoy your food. Read, go for a walk, journal, take a bath, do some light exercise. Simply relax and have a great conversation. Have sex, play with your kids, board games can be exciting. Enjoy your unplugged time. Go to bed when you feel tired. Instead of waking up with an alarm clock, wake up when you feel rested. Do this for 3 days straight and see how you feel. Give yourself a gift and take a 3-day weekend to do this. Sleep issues. Besides the interference of electronic devices, there are many other sources of sleep disturbances. Some we can easily control, and others may be out of our hands. Some of these gremlins are stress from work, relationships, or anything else in our lives, medications, prescription or over-the-counter, excessive light or noise in our sleep environment, our sleep environment's too hot or cold, physical issues like pains, difficulty breathing, snoring, or digestive issues. Emotional issues like depression, anxiety, migraine headaches, or chronic stress. Hormonal fluctuations due to pregnancy, menstruation, and the phases of perimenopause and menopause. Alcohol or caffeine consumption. A lack of exercise. Job schedules that require us to sleep at abnormal times. No wonder so many of us are strung out and sleep deprived. Sleeping well is critical to our physical health and emotional well-being. Minimal sleep loss can negatively impact our mood, energy, efficiency, and ability to handle stress, and can lead to illness, accidents, impaired job performance, and relationship stress. To feel our best, stay healthy, and perform up to our potential, sleep is a necessity, not a luxury. Most of the impediments to sleep in the list above can be alleviated by practicing many of the other ideas in this guide. Eating well, exercising regularly, meditation, reducing toxins, and practicing mindfulness throughout our day. Specific steps that you can take before bedtime to support you in getting a good night's rest are: go to bed at the same time every night. Creating a routine tells your body and mind that it'll get a break at a certain time each evening. When you vary your schedule, your system is slightly stressed by not knowing when it'll be able to rest. Don't skip on sleep during the week thinking you'll make it up over the weekend. It doesn't work. Eat a light dinner at least 2 hours before going to bed. Make breakfast or lunch your biggest meal of the day. Eating big before bedtime keeps your internal systems busy into the night, which can interfere with rest and the cleansing processes that normally happen during sleep. Stop using all electronic devices, TV, phone, computer, games, anything, an hour or two before bedtime. Whether you realize it or not, these devices, their screens, and their output keep your mind racing long after you turn them off. Give yourself time to decompress before attempting to sleep. Take a hot bath before bed to relax your muscles and your mind. Read something relaxing. Avoid alcohol and caffeine at least 2 hours before bedtime. While alcohol might make you sleepy at first, it interferes with normal sleep patterns, causing you to wake up in the middle of the night. Using your journal, a notebook, or anything else you can write on, do not use your computer. Write out all your thoughts, questions, and worries swimming around in your head. Getting them out of your head and onto paper helps to clear and relax your mind so you can sleep. It also helps to move things from your conscious mind, where what-ifs and other worries plague you, to your subconscious mind, where your ingenious solutions come from. Practice some light exercise and stretches to work out the kinks from the day and relax your muscles. For example, take a walk after dinner or do some stretches before bed. Save the more vigorous exercise for mornings or midday when your body has time to calm down. Create a bedtime routine that you enjoy and that you can follow every night. You're creating a new habit, so you'll need triggers that you'll follow without thinking about them. At first, the routine will take a bit of effort. Don't feel silly about writing the routine on a post-it and putting a copy on your bathroom mirror and another in your refrigerator. Program reminders on your electronic devices to remind you to turn them off at a certain time. Do whatever it takes. Every night you follow your routine, put an X on your calendar to create accountability to yourself and maintain motivation. Your routine should feel pretty routine after about 30 consecutive X's, and you should be getting a good night's sleep. Naps. If you're feeling run down during the day, and most of us feel this in the late afternoon, napping is a great idea. Your body is trying to tell you something. Listen to it. Unfortunately, most of us never make the time to nap. We're too busy being busy. We go for the caffeine and or sugar buzz that keeps us going until dinner, and we wonder why we feel so wiped out at the end of the day. I used to be one of these people. I couldn't imagine taking an hour out of my busy day to do something as unproductive as sleeping. Working from home, I tested out napping on a couple of occasions. I was tired, so I lied down and fell asleep for over an hour. I felt like a zombie for the rest of the day. I deduced that naps were not for me. After performing a bit more research, I realized that I wasn't following the cardinal rule of napping. Instead of sleeping for as long as I wanted, usually an hour and a half, I found that napping should only take about 20 minutes, 30 minutes max. If we sleep longer, our bodies drift into the deeper phases of sleep, causing us to feel drowsier when we get up. A related lesson is not to nap in bed. It's much harder to get up after 30 minutes when you get all comfy in your big bed. Try napping in a sitting position in a chair, put your head on your desk, or in your car if you can't close an office door. If you can't fit a 20-minute nap into your day, consider even shorter power naps of about 5 minutes. Any length of complete rest helps. It also helps to tell yourself that you will wake up in 20 minutes, or however long you choose to nap. This sounds strange, but it works. With practice, it's also a way to get up in the mornings without an alarm clock. As you're going to sleep, tell yourself what time you want to get up. You'll be waking up a little before your alarm goes off, after about 3 days. Taking one or two naps a day will help you to stay awake and feel refreshed. If you've been trying to wake up earlier in the morning to practice your passions or squeeze a bit more out of your day, naps are the way to make it happen. To boost the benefits of your nap, follow it with a 10-minute walk outside. The exercise, sunshine, and fresh air will revitalize you, and you'll be much more effective at whatever you do for the rest of your day. Putting it all together. After taking in all the information here, you may think, boy, do I have a long way to go, or, wow, I'm closer than I thought. Regardless of how far you think you need to go, your first question is probably, where do I start? And the answer is, start where you are. If you don't, you'll never start. That means removing "I'll start when" from your vocabulary. The stars and actions of the universe will never come into that perfect alignment you're looking for before starting. Just start now. The workbook. Your next step is to open the workbook and go through all the exercises there, if you haven't already. I've broken down everything down into weekly sections, although you may choose to go at a much slower pace. If you try to implement too much at one time, you'll fail. Science has proven it many times. As you progress through the program, make sure to keep your why front and center every day. Your why is made up of the strong emotional reasons you decided to make changes now. In order to make lasting change, you need to feel awesome when you think about making the changes you want. You also need to feel very painful emotions when you consider staying where you've been. Apply the steps on developing new habits to any change in your lifestyle. Take very small baby steps in one area at a time. Allow one change to become a part of your routine over the course of a month before moving on to the next change you choose. You must take action in order to create the change you want. Reading all this wonderful wisdom without acting on it will get you a bit more enlightened, but not any healthier. Putting one foot in front of the other, taking baby steps each day, will change your life. Mentoring and guidance. If at any point in your journey you feel that you could use someone to help you focus, keep you accountable, walk you through the process, or simply someone to talk to, I'm here for you. I offer a variety of mentoring packages that include one-time or ongoing email or phone support. Your success is my highest priority, and I will do whatever it takes to support you toward being healthier and happier. I hope you've enjoyed and, more importantly, will get a lot of benefit from this program. May it serve you well on your journey. It's my mission to support you in new, mindful ways of being that will allow you to live a happier and more fulfilled life. If you have any comments or feedback, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to contact me at Paige, P-A-I-G-E, at PaigeBurkes.com, PaigeBurkes.com. To help spread the word, tweet about the program on Twitter and post about it on Facebook. You can also check out my blog at www.simplemindfulness.com and sign up to receive the latest posts, updates, and your free Mindful Living Guide. It only takes a second, and it would mean a lot to me. Thank you for being here and being your totally awesome self.